One, two, three. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Late Night Open Mic. I've got a bunch of people here, and we're going to talk about, well, a couple of things. First of all, we got to talk about the Nick situation. Obviously, as you guys didn't know, as you guys do know, but if you didn't, just in case, not everybody's familiar with Nick Rakita. Nick Rakita had been banned by YouTube, more or less because of the Keffels drama. Now I have no idea why a trans cake fart porn guy would want to get Rakita banned, but I guess it has something to do with what? I guess he said he was gonna dox some people. What was the actual issue, Invader Tech?
If I recall correctly, it was him saying the names of people that were going to fucking report him. Because they filed complaints on him.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because it's public information now.
Absolutely.
And he also supposedly called against violence, or called for violence against Keffels.
In what way?
The whole up against the wall and shoot him thing.
His wall of the wall is you must be put literally on the wall as a fucking not shoot them, but just as a warning to other people to not let them around kids. That's his motto.
And he took that as well. But, I mean,
oh, and he also claimed Keffels is a groomer, which is more of an opinion. An opinion statement.
Actually, no, I would say it's objective.
That is the only thing he actually did do. He has claimed Keffels is a groomer on multiple occasions.
I've seen the evidence, so I'm convinced he is.
Oh, I'm sure he is. And also the bathroom HRT stuff, that's a bit much. That's a bit much. And we are talking about, again, a fucking... But a guy that wears the wig and does cake fart videos, it's really hard for me to buy. I mean, my writer actually did a whole thing on it. He's been working on it for a long time, so, you know, my writer on my website, of course. He's thegrimtower.com. Yeah, he's been working on that. He's going to post that pretty soon. He's been really devoting a lot of time to it. And I didn't know that Nick was going to become a part of this. I was really surprised that Nick was actually going to be jumbled up into all this. But they did. They managed to get Nick in. He sent his dogs, just like the fatty catties that went after me because of, me and Ken talking. Which we will be talking again tomorrow, so check that out.
Also, while Nick's YouTube did get unbanned, his Twitch got banned outright.
Crickets. Outright banned.
Yeah, Nick's Twitch has been banned. And it was probably Duncan who did it.
Oh, shit. This is a game where you actually have to pay attention, unfortunately. Damn it. I thought it was not going to be a game where you had to pay that much attention to shit. I mean, not that I can't. Let's see. Are you... Okay, what is this? Something interesting here. There's nothing interesting here. But it's a letter. I don't know. Get out of my mind. The button to call. There's a camera. I guess someone's watching us. This is fucking weird. Damn it. I may have to choose another game because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I do not think people want to watch me run around for hours. So... Somebody...
Yeah.
Somebody making something? Making tea?
Yes. I didn't realize you could hear that. Sorry.
That's fine.
Is it tea from thedragonstreasure.com? Shout out to the T-Man.
Holy crap.
Shout out to the T-Man. I couldn't afford his tea. I'm a poor boy.
Oh my god. look at that. Real time freezing the game.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so this is... For those of you who are looking, this is pretty much what our server looks like. So, and you can see some other servers I'm a part of. Like, so, okay. We gotta find something else. Hold on. Because that people can see
me. Oh, yeah. I did leave Nick's server because of ban risk. Although, I don't know if that's actually a risk. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was. All right, so I'm going to let you guys look at my GOG library. Not you guys, of course, but the ones that... Because I'm recording this. So let's see here.
Oh, yeah.
I did plan to play Medium, but not right now. I heard that game probably gets involved. I'm looking for something that's not going to get involved. You know, like, where I have to do a whole lot of shit. See, Alien Breed Impact, but that's gonna have me running around the damn place. I can play a Medieval. Well, no. Originally I was gonna play Proteus, but Blair Witch, can play that. I'm trying to play the horror stuff. Call of Cthulhu, Carrion, Chasm, Control. I forgot I had Control on here. By the way, yes, I did buy all these games. Anybody that wants to know. Darwinia, Daymare 98. I'd like to play that with the codes. It's a little pain in the ass without them. Dex, Deus Ex, Destraint 2. You know, I tried playing the Destraint games, and they're fun, but they're a little hard to figure out. Like, let's see. I'm just trying to see if there's something in here that I could play that would work. If worse comes to worse, I'll just find something. Because I know people are just going to flip through. Unless they're really curious about my current. This changes all the time, by the way, folks. Phantasmagoria. I plan to play those later. I got both of those. I heard they're corny.
Yeah. We're talking like 90s. They're not the 90s, right?
Yeah, they're 90s. So they're probably a good kind of corny. They're not like, you know, Sing Freud, Sermit, Contract with the Devil. I tried playing that, and that's like, yeah. Let's see, Soldiers. That's a fun game. I could probably play that if things got worse. Stranger's Wrath HD. Summer Memories. The Beast Inside. I was going to play The Beast Inside, but I'm going to use codes because that is a survival horror where if one of your characters dies, it's gone forever. Like, you have different characters, but if you fuck up and you go into the door where the mist is, the darkness is, it kills your character, and it's a roguelike in that sense. You don't get that character back. That character is gone, and your ending changes if you lose that character. Yeah. I don't like that they did it that way, but, I mean, can't really do anything about it.
Sounds like you'd have to completely restart if you want the characters back,
yeah,
right?
You'd have to continuously restart. Treasure Hunter Claire. Undead Darlings.
The grim realism. We need more realism. Fuck these people, man. Realism.
Undead Darlings. I heard this was a...
I don't know. Don't you want realism in your golf games now?
No. I've learned that shit the hard way with Tiger Woods, the later ones. Fuck, realism feels shit. It's not good. Arcadic is where it's at.
I'm going to try playing Undead Darling since it's on sale. Alright, that means...
Unless you feel like football.
That means I got to share my screen. Is that it? Are you seeing a game? Are you seeing Sakai Games?
Hold on.
Are you seeing this at all?
It's not even showing you as live. It doesn't show you as a...
Really?
It doesn't show your videos up.
It's going to take us a while to get to this. Change windows. Dead Darlings. Screen. Oh, wow. You mean to tell me this damn piece of shit won't cover the game? That's how shitty this is going to be today. Oh, there it goes. Hey, I'll just show you screen one. And let me know if it pops on with the game. Did the game pop on there?
Let's see. Watch stream. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Undead. So, yeah, guys, you're going to see the bottom of my desktop. Deal with it. We're just going to play this game and walking speed. Mm-hmm. Chupacabra. I don't want to be that damn slow. Random encounters. Oh, you can't turn off the random encounter. This is an RPG. Fine. Okay, so... Hold on, don't I have... This is a... Anyway, since I'm already familiar with the story of this one... And this is actually not made in Japan. I think it might have some Japanese artists, but this is a United... American one. Or... Western.
And it's completely safe for work, too, right?
I don't know. Oh. We're about to find out. I think so.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is as well.
I think it's just like etchy at best.
The Steam page doesn't... It didn't pop up the age warning, and it's not showing any...
And it probably doesn't have a good score either. Oh, yeah, and they speak English instead of Japanese in this game.
Of course they do.
It was made in the... It's made in the West. It wasn't made in the East. Same thing with Myst, though. Don't forget, you know. One thing I do want to talk about is... I've been talking about this with a lot of people on GOG who want the adult games banned. Some of them permanently. I said, look...
Bad by the video games, then.
Well, no. And I've also talked to people in Jazz Server. Because I'm like, look, we're actually at a point now where the West can compete with the East. We're actually at a point now where the Western games are getting as good as the Eastern games. Where we're actually having developers that are going out there making gameplay games. They're, you know, getting good artists. They're actually spending time on making these games. So, and not only just, like, the... Uncanny Valley games, because those are getting really good. Like, I was looking at Project Atmosphere. The fucking renders, they look amazing. And there's 3 chapters of that, so I can't wait to start even reading that, because that looks great. I have never seen renders that fucking good. And there's more coming. Like, they're getting better with the software. So, people are just, you know, really making good games now. And they're like, oh, well, you know, they're saying that the genre hasn't evolved in gameplay since... They said that the game is... They said it's a genre bereft of progression in gameplay. I was like, what do you mean? There's so many games out there that are adult that have gameplay. And deep gameplay. You want to talk about rants? You get fucked up in rants.
I mean, I'm gonna be fair, Grim. Like, I'm not saying you're totally wrong. However, I'm just gonna say it. For every good one, there's like a thousand
Well, but here's the thing. Here's how that stops. I completely acknowledge the vaporware. Not the vaporware, the shovelware. I completely acknowledge the shovelware. It's there. There's a lot of people slapping assets together to make a buck.
Oh yeah, you know the asset flips?
Yeah.
Like the best way I could articulate it is, for instance, right? What was that game where you talked to the dev and he was like, so, I want to push it out at X date.
Well,
and then you were like, yeah, but I'm seeing where it's kind of unfinished in these areas.
Hold on about that, because I actually checked up on that. Basically, the guy that designed the engine sent him a new engine that makes it easier for him to throw cutscenes in. So they might actually be able to get enough of the game to where it would be acceptable. That's one thing that me and the other guy, that Stu, were talking about. Stu's like, well, hold on, how far along is it actually? And he's like, well, if he's got it this far along, he might not have to worry that much. And that's true. Because, I mean, they've already got a bunch of voice acting mastered. They've got a bunch of other stuff that he's piecing together. He keeps piecing together all these cutscenes. Like, again, it's Delma, and he's got 50-plus testers. So he's got people testing this shit behind the scenes.
Right. So
he might just be able to get by with the skin of his teeth on this game.
Yeah, I think that was my point. So
it's not something though.
I agree with you. I think he probably can.
I think he can
get that done.
But it's not something you should do.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. But roll with me. So
okay.
So here's my thing, right? So let's say for the sake of argument, he gets it done. Skin of the teeth, but he gets it done, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's like a super complex game that probably a lot of the people in the core audience are going to absolutely love. And even if it's not perfect, right?
Right.
It's going to be so much better than most. I'm talking like the absolute vast fucking majority.
Oh yeah.
Of every hentai game I've ever seen, it's gonna kick the ass up.
Yeah, it
and
really
so
will.
It's like at that point, it's like yeah, I think it's absolutely fair to say that like for every game like that that'll probably be great, there's 1,000 of them that are just. What even is this shit?
Well, see, the problem... I mean, that's the problem with the industry now. Why do you think... The way to fix that is to have good products. How do you get rid of a flood of cheap products? Make good products. So that way people are like, oh, well, this is a clone of this. Like, because they already have that in regular gaming. When people use Unity asset flips to make their own shitty version of, I don't know, Cyberpunk or whatever the fuck game it is.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto. Like, yeah, we already have that problem. And like I said, even with the Uncanny Valley games, because, you know, I found hundreds of them last night if you check my Uncanny Valley armory. There's actually some that look like they're really good. And then there's a few that were abandoned. So you have to really look and see what they have to offer on those games. But some are completely finished, and some, like, work is really being put into these. So, I mean, the stories are good, the graphics, you know, the renders are good. The whole thing is just really fun. The music's good. So, I mean, everything that they've done has just been, you know, a lot of hard work. But then you have guys that flip shit together. Like, there was this one... It was confusing to find out how to buy the game. And it was on itch. I was like, okay, you're selling your game on Gumroad.
Oh, yeah.
You're selling your game on Gumroad. And you've got all these ridiculous requirements to buy it. Like, it's like, how are you doing this? And it sounded like a fucking scam. It's like, okay, I can't even buy the... You know, because most of the games on itch are really cool. Like, you can buy them. I mean, they'll give you either a straight up price, or they'll say, hey, we're not completely finished with it yet, but you can go ahead and give us some money or not. You can just download it right off. And most of them I just downloaded right off. But a few of them I did pay for. Why? Because they're actually worth it, like the money wise and stuff. And there's actually one developer that follows me. I'm not saying who it is, but I specifically like the fetish of the games that he does. That's a personal fetish that I'm into. And it's not one you find a lot of games in. And he's made two games. He's working on two games simultaneously that deal with that fetish. And people like the games. He's got fans. It's well written. I'm like, well, that's good. And another game. Because he, you know, he actually came out and he made a statement. He said, what are some games that you're looking forward to in this genre? And he said, not, and don't say mine because I'll think you're a plant. But, basically, no, they were talking about this one game in particular. I can't remember the name of it. But there was a bunch of people said, yeah, yeah, definitely that one. So I said, well, let me go ahead, let me download that one and see if it's, you know, if people, you basically have to use word of mouth on these. If people are telling you, hey, this is a really good freaking game, then yeah, you might need to check it out. I mean, but then you go to VNDB, there's another developer that follows me, and I'm definitely covering his game. I'm not revealing this right now, even though you might be able to find out if you go into our, you know, our Uncanny Valley, not Uncanny Valley, but Uncanny Game Armory section that I just built. You'll find it, because basically this guy, he made a game about a band. And they said that it's really realistic to what it's like touring in a band and all the bullshit and all the craziness that goes on. Mm. Yeah. And it's only...
Even the groupies?
Yeah, it's really hardcore, though. It's got drugs and a lot of other shit that goes on. And I'm like... And, of course, I looked at the rating it has on VNDB. Only one person read it and they gave it a 3, which is bad. But I've looked at the reviews that people are writing on not Patreon, but on the itch.io, and there's a lot of people saying it's one of the best in the genre. They said the writing is really good, the graphics are great,
wow.
And there's a lot of people, yeah, so it's like, who am I going to trust? One nameless person that gives it a 3, or a bunch of people that are actually like, hey, this is really, really great. So
obviously the majority.
Obviously the people that have actually played it and, you know, really good. Mm-hmm. Also, we have to keep in mind something about Visual Novel Database that I hate to say. It started out for anime and eroge-based games. So they're going to have a bias. They're going to have a bias for eroge and those type games. They even in Jast, there are people that absolutely hate the 3D games. And I've had to talk to them and say, look, there's good writing here. And there was one guy, though, I showed him my channel. I didn't show him the 3D game, but I showed him a Jast game that I had done. I showed, you know, I posted it in there. And he said to me, out of nowhere, thanks for the coverage on Being a Dick, The Fresh Women, and what's the other one that I do? Leap of Faith. He said, those are really good games. I was like, well, good. Somebody has respect for these games. Because I really love these fucking games. Like, I was looking at them and I was like, ooh, that's a detective story. Okay, this one I'm in space. This one I'm in the future. This one I'm, you know, I like that. It's not all just college. I'm like, thank you for making shit that's different and more adult. You know, one of them's like Star Trek. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, cool. Wow. Yeah. And... you gotta understand, some of these people do it as a, you know, a hobby, and some people do it because they made enough money that they can live off of it. People support them on Patreon, and that's their job now. So when they get done with one game, they work on another. That's what the guy that did acting lessons did. He made Being a Dick, and Being a Dick is the top Western, 3D rendered novel on VNDB. It's got a very high score. It's almost got a 9 on there. That's higher than Starless.
Wow.
That's higher than a lot of shit.
Don't make me vomit. I don't want to be hearing Starless one eating some. You're about to make me vomit over here. I'm not trying to get reminders. I don't want to hear that game for a long time. You scarred me.
Oh, man. I don't even know what's going on. I'm just playing a game where I can press buttons so I can talk. Oh, man. Well, what? Okay. But, you know, the main... ooh. Okay. This is like wizardry.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is like wizardry. Anybody that's ever played those games, it's a dungeon crawler. I could have actually played a better one, but I didn't feel like it. And I didn't know this was a dungeon crawler. It's not bad. I don't want to say, oh, I could play a better one, which I absolutely do have. And they brought back the massage scene where you can massage their breasts in it. Even though it's horror. It is a horror dungeon crawler, and it actually gets pretty gory. Okay. Yeah. This one's horror also, but it's not gory, and I don't think it doesn't have any sex in it. Found candy corn. I don't see any enemies. Anyway, while I'm wandering around in this fucking area, there is one thing I did want to talk about. Aside from the Nick fiasco, which I think... Well, let's see. The Nick fiasco...
I don't think there's anything else to say about that.
The main thing that I can say about the Nick fiasco is I'm kind of glad that Drex is going to cook these people like chicken, because it sucks, man. That basically, look, Nick helped these people get on the map. He said, hey, why don't you come on my show and help you, you know... And now they're like, oh, I mean, to be fair, what they said wasn't the worst thing I've ever heard, but the fact that
it was just weak.
But the fact that it rubbed people wrong should have been incentive to at least kind of rectify the statement. Looks like, hold on a second. Yeah, I didn't actually, when I said that, that wasn't what I was referring to. You know, I wasn't, you know, by referring to him as controversial, which he definitely, again, Jew is right about him being controversial to normies. He definitely is. And that's fine. I like controversial YouTubers. I like people that, even being, like, anti-vax, not anti-vax, but, you know, he's not, like, for the vax. He's not, like, if you get the vax, fine, but I'm not going to get it, and I don't believe the Fauci bullshit and the kids and all that stuff. That's still considered to be an anti-normie stance. Because a lot of people did get vaccinated. A lot of people got vaccinated.
I know, because they're sheep.
Yeah,
they put money over their
own mind. Or they had to keep their job.
Oh, yeah.
So in that case, is it really a choice?
No, that's different. If you had to...
No, that's still a choice.
No, well, okay. Fair. But
yeah, depending on circumstances, yeah, it's still a choice.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same time, some people don't want to be broke or poor and, you know, have their house fucking, you know...
I envision all those people that want to live luxury. Yeah, I know those people.
I'm not talking about that. Some people don't want to be evicted from their property. Because that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just...
Or they have a family to support.
Right, they have a family
to support. They're going to use the kids against you. Yep, figure that one too.
Yeah, they can do that. And don't forget, some people are supporting their parents, their grandmothers, grandfathers, stuff like that. There's a lot of reasons. Oh yeah, I know. I mean, yeah. I support my mother, so I mean, I understand. But I get it. Like people have things. So yeah, I understand why they can't miss, why they do it. But yeah, there's people that are totally 100%. I mean, that are like, no, I can't believe he would disgrace Fauci like that. And I mean, and wasn't Nick, like, pro-Trump?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And that's...
I'm not entirely sure if he was pro. I just know he wasn't anti.
Well, I know he wasn't anti. Well, I mean, I don't know if he voted for Trump. I'm not sure. But what I'm saying is, yeah, if he voted for Trump or something like that, absolutely he's going to get the... The normies are not going to like him too much, because the normies thought Trump was a monster
and
was
going to
send us in a nuclear war, even though it seems like, you know, Biden's kind of pushing on that button a bit. And, it's kind of ironic. You know, Zelensky's already preparing Russian citizens for the possibility of nuclear war. That's the Hill, though. Mm. I don't like the Hill as a source, because they're...
You mean Ukrainian?
Yeah, they're large...
Zelensky's Ukraine.
Well, they said the Russian in that article shows how much I can trust the fucking Hill.
I know, right? They got the wrong.
Yeah, they got it wrong. So I'm fighting.
They got the guy's country wrong.
Fighting these egg things with two girls. Fighting these egg things. This is a weird little game. Oh, okay. So you can fight enemies when they're just on the thing. I see. I feel like I'm playing Earthbound. Even though, yeah, Earth, Mother 2, whatever you want to call it. But, but yeah, there's really not much else we can say about that. It's just, it is what it is, and Drex is going to fucking cook him. And it sucks that they would, you know, backstab him like that. They shouldn't do that. But,
I don't know if they even really did that. They just didn't have his back when he needed it.
Right.
They didn't have his back when, they didn't have his back when he needed the support.
Now, I went to Hero Hayes' video, and some guy went by the name of the author, talked about the fact that Nick said, and Mal will reiterate, he wanted all lolis up against the wall and executed. Now,
let me guess, he's a pedophile.
Now, let me say something. I know that there's people who follow me or fans of my stuff that are in the lollies. I don't give a shit. But there is one thing I will say.
Yeah, we know that.
There is one thing I will say, though. A man's entitled to his opinion, or should be entitled to his opinion. Yes. I remember even back in they would tell you, you know, it's like, you know, you would say something about somebody that they didn't like, and they say, well, you're entitled to your opinion. Or you'd say something and, you know, said somebody didn't want to hear. And I'd say, well, you're entitled to your opinion. And that was all there was, you know.
Or as Whiplash says, you're entitled to be wrong.
Yeah, you're entitled to your opinion. And that's one thing you are entitled to, your opinion.
Even if it is wrong.
Even if it is wrong. So, that's what I'm saying about these guys. Okay, but at the same time, think about it. Is Nick physically going to harm a person into law? Is he going to come to somebody's house and actually commit harm or have them? No.
Obviously not.
No, unless the situation calls for it and they actually start doing it in front of him.
If they harmed his family or his children, But that wouldn't be because of the lolicon. That would be because of defending his family. That's a completely different situation. Right. But other than that, I can't see any reason in my mind as to why Nick would go after these kind of people. So it's really kind of stupid to even think that. I mean, and there have been
people. Are we talking about the Keppels people?
I mean, those people were pretty harsh with what they did to Nick, but nobody has tried to farm his
family. What is wrong with Jaws?
Is that Marv? Wait, no, it's not Marv. That's Wilhelm.
Of course it's not Marv. Fuck y'all, man.
Hey, Bowser.
That's not Wilhelm. God damn it.
Hey, what's up?
Getting the voices wrong already. Like, I got it wrong twice.
But yeah, I'm glad that Drexel's going to go on there and just really fucking, you know, talk him up. And it's not just him. There's been so much other shit that's been... I said, Drexel, you've been just creating a fucking shit list today, haven't you? Because there's just been so many fucking people that have done stupid shit this past week.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. But no, one thing,
also,
you know...
Also, one more...
Go ahead.
I want to say one more thing about the Keffels thing.
Wow.
It's
hilarious how Keffels was like, oh my god, I need to come to hiding, I'm in danger. Yet, this week, at the time of recording, they're in San Diego for TwitchCon.
Oh, I know, I saw it. I saw it, all those people that fucking donated, they donated him a trip, just like they donated, what's her fucking name? Miss Feminist Frequency herself, so she could go.
Anita.
Yep. Not pay her employees.
The grifter.
Not even pay her fucking employees.
The actual grifter herself. Ugh.
It's so funny. But no, damn it! These fucking. Don't you level up in this game? I don't know. I heard it wasn't very good. I paid for it though, so it's my fault. But no, one thing I wanted to talk about, other than that, there was one thing that we were talking about in the live chat or something like that in Drexel's, and it was basically these guys that I can't stand these guys that have to go up, because I see it all the time. You know, I work in the black
conservatives.
Community. No, not conservatives. I work in the black community. And there's all these guys that like to show off and be alpha and all this other shit. I cannot stand that. Where the guy's like, oh, man, I fucked all these bitches and I got, like, dude, they basically recite a rap record to you. Man, I got all these bitches. I got this nice car. I'm like, man, I just can't stand guys like that. That's like that's the alpha masculine or hyper masculinity shit. I cannot stand that hyper masculinity.
Would you call that actual toxic masculinity?
That's what I got upset with fucking Richard Cooper for, because Richard Cooper's all about that. Yeah, I make so much money, and I got this beautiful wife, and it's like, dude, shut the fuck up already. It got on my nerves after a while, it got on TFM's nerves when, what's that other guy, Bulldog. Bulldog Mindset come on there and tried to talk his shit, and TFM just dismantled him. Just, it was so funny.
Wait, did you hear about the Angler MGTOW dude, that fraud?
Oh, yeah, I know, I heard about him. He's the one that was, oh, yeah, I'm all MGTOW, and then he got a girl.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, fuck you, you're all incels. And then after that, the girl broke up.
Yeah,
and
tried after to go fucking, back to MGTOW. Yeah, after fucking people tried to help him from preventing from him killing himself.
And nobody...
Yeah, that dude's a fraud.
Wow, that's... Yeah, fuck that guy.
That's why I couldn't fucking... I can't do shit like that, because I do not want to go through all that.
Oh, I'm man, good. That's right. Fucking stupid. Like... Some of these guys just fucking stupid. It's ridiculous. And you don't need to fall for them damn grifts like that. Now, one thing I was going to talk about is, obviously there is a guy in my workplace who looked like me when I was young. Now, he said to me, he said, no offense, but you do still kind of look like me. I said, not that much. I said, I have been lifting my weights and, you know. I do lift my weights and stuff like that. I've been trying to build myself up. He said, I'm a buck 20. I said, well, I'm about 170 now. So I'm trying to build myself up a little bit more. I'm actually starting to gain weight, which is something I couldn't do for a long time. So I'm using that to my advantage. Trying to, you know. Because I've wanted to have a little more meat on my bones. But yeah, this guy, though. He's got ADD real bad. Like, he's got ADD to the point where, dude, like, I'm literally on the server just fucking around on my phone, and dude is just full-on talking to me and having this huge conference. Like, this huge is saying all this shit, and I'm just hanging out and posting shit on the thing, because I'm like, dude, are you gonna get the picture? That I'm really kind of busy. I don't feel like talking right now. It's like, I hate to be rude to people, but sometimes it's like, man. And, I mean, he lives far out in the middle of nowhere. I guess he said outskirts of town. And he said, now, to be fair, the guy was in an accident. And he messed up his knee, so he's got a pin in his leg and he walks funny. Yeah, but he's pretty skilled. He's got a rig with laptop parts in it. Yeah, that's an old rig. He says he likes taking apart electronics, which is a good thing. That's a good skill. So I'm gonna definitely praise that.
Very good skill in this day and age. Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna praise that. But yeah, there is an issue with the guy. And it started when we were basically, you know, the boss told us we could, you know, go home early if we got everything done. So everybody wanted to work so they could go home early. And he was like, I want to stay and make some more money. And it was like, yeah, we don't... And he was like, oh, I want to stay and make some more money. And, you know, he's like, I only got $5 to my name and all this other shit. And of course, the girls are looking at him like, what? Like, we didn't ask all that. And one of the guys, you know,
you give that next monster tree fitty.
And we're talking to the guy. I mean, we're talking about the guy, not anything wrong. And all of a sudden, he goes over to the other dude I'm talking to. And the dude says, he says, I know you're talking about me. And then it's like, and dude's like, what? He's like, what's up, man? And he said, oh, yeah, you don't have to say anything at all. I can tell by your eyes, you know, and that you're talking about me. Because they always used to talk about me and pick on me. And he said, I've been hurt so many.
Dude, fuck people like that, dude. Fuck that asshole, man. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, yeah. He literally said, I've been hurt so many times. And I'm dude, you are starting, like, I got pissed. I got literally fucking upset.
If somebody at a bar, like, literally says that, oh, you're talking about me because I can see it in your eyes, like, fuck that guy, man. That guy's a piece of shit.
What kind of shit? Why do you have to go through to know how to do that shit?
Well, see, he's a young guy, and he can still be talked out of that bullshit is what I'm fucking saying. And that's when you have to go and he says, I don't give a fuck what people think about me. I said, well, you know, dude, you're not. I said to the girls, I said, this guy's in his fucking feelings. And I even said to the guy, I said, why is this guy in his goddamn feelings? I can't stand this shit. I said, it's not masculine. And the women said, that's right. I said, no, it's not fucking masculine for a guy to act like that. And I think somebody made a joke earlier in the day, and he said something about the fact that the joke was I don't know. He better not be. If he said that I had my earbud in, so I was listening to something. But the guy he was talking to is a fucking Marine. You know, old school, 60-year-old former Marine. And he was going to say, he set him straight a little bit on that one. Ew. He set him straight a little bit on that one. And I was like, okay, this guy, he's gonna have to be taught some shit because I don't know what he's reading, I don't know what kind of incel bullshit he's on, but this has gotta go. And it's like, man, it's like, I don't know, God fucking sent him to me. It's like, fix this boy, Grim. It's like, seriously, man. It's like, I feel like that sometimes. It's like some of these young men, I'm like, God damn. Because he looks just like the regular white incel. He said, I was the only white kid. And he went to, it was a full all-black school. He said, I was the only white kid in all-black school. And I got made fun of all the time. And blah, blah, blah. And we didn't want to hear that. I was going to say to him, dude, you're not in school anymore, man. This is the real world. This is the working world now. This is different, guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, man. I don't like that hyper masculinity shit, and I don't like the other shit, which is being a complete fucking bitch. Like,
Yeah,
dude. The women.
This dude probably got bullied a lot in school for being white. If what he's saying is true,
yeah.
And instead of rising above the bullying, what did he do? Bitch made.
Yep, he went incel.
Yeah. This dude is a bitch.
Yep.
Alright? Holy shit.
And by the way,
quick little interjection here. Hypermasculinity isn't masculine. It's femininity and theatric.
Right.
Pretending.
That's true.
It's gay.
But what I am saying, though, okay, look. The guy's bitch made. We got it. But there's always a way to bring somebody out of that fucking mentality. Because I had that mentality when I was young. I was a little aggressive because of the music I was listening to. So I was a little more aggressive than that. I had, you know. But when I see this guy, though, I'm like, dude. I'm like, the guy went off and off. It was like, this ain't therapy. What the fuck are you doing? And even the guy, he just looks at me like, and this is a guy that makes fun of my accent sometimes. But he was looking at me and like, what the fuck's up with this guy? I said, I don't know. He's just too much in his goddamn feelings. I can't do this shit. And I said, man, I gotta do something. I gotta do something.
I'm like,
because he wants
to like.
You traumatize
that damn badly.
I mean, if he's gonna, you know, he's all into playing games and stuff like that. Sure, whatever. I mean, but you can't fucking be that anymore. You gotta be. I don't know. It's the way these fucking young men are being taught. I guess it's young white man because he's a white man. The black man I know ain't acting like that. I'm just saying from experience.
Weird.
The black man I know ain't acting like that. I ain't heard a black man yet, and I've worked there 6 goddamn years and said this bullshit. Oh, you're all... like, no. Uh-uh. Even the most, I guess you could say, lightest, not hardcore black guy I know wouldn't fucking talk like that. Because he knows better. I'm like, you cannot fucking do that. It's just, man, it's fucking stupid. I mean, look, I get it. You went through the bullying. I was bullied. I understand that shit can be awful. Fucking people can be assholes. That's life. It doesn't go away. You've got to grow up. And I hate using that term because when I say grow up, you know, I always say, oh, yeah, I don't want to grow up to fit in a coffin or something like that. Which, yeah, I agree with that when it comes to, like, oh, you got to throw away your hobbies and your fun things and go marry and all that shit. No, that's what I thought about growing up. I'm a Toys R Us kid, fuck it. But when it comes to that kind of bullshit where you're like, oh, my feelings and blah, 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 and I was picked on. It's like, it says, so I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It's like, no, you're putting up a shield, dumbass. I can see it. It's like, that doesn't mean that you're actually, that you actually don't give a fuck. I was like, dude, I represent irreprehensible material in society. Shit that some countries is absolutely fucking banned. I support it.
Yep.
That means I don't give a fuck what people think about me. But...
Right.
But, yeah, when the guy's like, oh, I don't care, but they bullied me for... Okay, so fucking what? It's not gonna do... Now you're in a new place with new people.
Yeah, this dude definitely doesn't care. In fact, he cares so little.
Yeah.
He hates himself, and to cope with hating himself, he projects that hate onto others.
Yeah.
But he definitely doesn't care, though, right?
It's the incel fucking mentality. Misery loves company. These incels are fucking miserable. But this guy, I don't know. Honestly, don't know. He's got ADD. He's got probably other shit. But, but look, that's not for me to fucking fix. I mean, I can do is guide him and say, hey, you know, next time he does that shit, I'm going to call him out on it. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to call him out on it. And even goes up to, like, he even goes up to my boss, who I've known for a long time. My boss is former infantry. He's seen men blow up right next to him. Okay? Ooh. He's been through some shit. He's fought them damn
sounds
camels.
Like it, yeah.
He's fought camel spiders with fucking AKs out in the goddamn desert. This motherfucker has been through some shit, and he is hardcore. This motherfucker was telling me how he fucked these 60 and 70-year-olds. And he get all the experience from fucking them, and he go fuck these young girls, and they thought he was the best thing ever. I was like, yeah. He said he learned all this shit from these old women. He said, the old women will fucking teach you. And after that, you take all that experience, and you go fuck these young girls. I was like, damn. He said, yep. But basically, dude's cool as hell. He's an infantry man. He's done the whole Rambo shit. And he basically came in there and he said, oh, I'm just standing around. Don't fire, write me up or anything. And my boss looked at him. I mean, he said, look at me. Do you see what I'm wearing right now? Am I on the clock at all? He's like, no. He said, of course I'm not on the clock. He's like, he come in wearing his street clothes. He's like, you think I'm on the clock? Yeah. He's like, dude, I don't give a fuck right now. I'm just laughing my ass off. It's like, dude needs to cool down. Like,
that's fucking funny.
He needs, like, I don't know. Like, you need to find it. Some people need the like, I take lion's mane for my anxiety that I have, but dude needs, like, hardcore. Like, I don't want to put him on the Lexapro, because the Lexapro will fuck your dick up. Like, any shit that you put on for even lion's mane will. That's why I take cordyceps with it, because you got to take cordyceps. If you don't take cordyceps, that shit will fuck your dick up. So,
in total fairness to this bitch-made dude, part of it is that he needs some shit fucking spelled out.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know why he doesn't get it, but he doesn't fucking get it, and he needs to be told.
Small red pills here and there. Small red pills here and there. I said, hey, man, I understand. You're upset. You've been bullied. Bunch of shit happened. This man here, he ain't got nothing. Even, you know, the man, listen to me. Listen to me, Whip. He didn't even have the guy who was talking to him doesn't even have a problem with you. He said, look, man, I don't give a damn about you. I'm just trying to get my job done so I can go home. I don't give a fuck about what you're doing. Like, the man literally sat there and told him, and he still got in his feelings. I'm like, argh!
Wow.
Yeah. It made me want to, like, fucking throw the can of beans I had in my hand. Like, god damn it. Oh.
It's like, no one had a problem with you. Now they do, though.
Now they do, you're a cunt. Because you fucking decided to be a bitch. It's his first day of work. And you're already...
Work? What the fuck?
He's worked at other places, but it's the first day at this job. First day at this job. First day.
That makes me want to fire his ass.
The problem is, he works hard. The boss manager is really impressed at his work ethic. But he's got that chip on his shoulder. I don't know what the fuck it is. Either the damn... He's got this... He's in this black hole void shit. I don't know. He's full incel. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do about it. Because he's been beat down so many times.
Full incel is a lot like the blue-pilled normie cuck, where it's like, all you can do is... offer the red pill.
That's all I'm going to try to do.
And if he fucking rejects it, it's his own fault and he can't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, because I know a guy offered the red pill too. He didn't take it and he got married all right. Well, he didn't get married yet. He's going to get married. No, they did get married. And he says that they fight all the damn time. I said, well, that's what you wanted.
Who saw that coming?
That's what you wanted.
Could it be the guy that told you this shit was going to fucking happen to you?
And no offense to him, because he's a good guy, but she is the ugliest woman I have ever seen. I say, that is the ugliest woman I think I have ever seen. Like, Foghorn Leghorn.
Get the wall.
I used to say that on Looney Tunes.
Get a bigger wall.
No, she's not that ugly, but she's definitely not. DP will tell you, she's not going to have to worry about anybody else coming after her, for sure.
Nah, we don't need a bigger wall, because the wall we got big enough. The wall is infinite in size.
But no, she was... Oh. But no, they seem to deal with it and manage it and all that shit. And it's whatever. It's whatever he wants to do with his life. I don't
know. They don't manage it. They just have to blow it up.
I can't fix everybody's... Look. Everybody's got to live their own damn life and deal with their own fucking bullshit. Yep. I mean, that's
agreed
at the end of the day. And I basically can just help them out. That's all I can do.
Like, that's the thing. The most you can offer is somebody the truth.
Yeah, and if they don't want it...
If you offered them the hand up and they slap it away...
That's it.
You can't help them.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't help somebody... who refuses to be helped. It is what it is, man.
Now, he did say, well, he said, I live out in the middle of nowhere. You know, I got a computer. I don't have a car right now. He's saving up for a car. And he said, and I don't have a girlfriend, so there ain't nothing I'm doing. I was like, okay, he had to make it a point that he didn't have a girlfriend. And he's like, God, Jesus.
That's already kind of bitch made.
Yeah, I know it's bitch made. Oh, shit, I didn't know I could... Oh, your
grandma legacy. We gotta have children.
That might be his parents, though.
Yeah, if you want a legacy, buy a Subaru.
That might be his parents, though, for real, because his parents like taking Subaru. He says he said, "Well, I
at
go
least
on,
it's cheaper."
I go on vacations with my parents all the time. He says, I go on vacations with my father. He always talks about his father does this and that with him and everything. Why didn't his father teach him how to be a man? He's like, I went to Mexico and gambled in international waters. I'm like, okay. He said, I won about $30 or $40 and that was it. I'm like, okay. So moves the party from the current area by the neck. I don't even know. It wants me to delete something. I need that.
You gotta delete the simps.
The one, yeah. Remove status. I guess I gotta get rid of the undead vitamins. Okay. I didn't even know I could put shit on these girls. Apparently I can. Equipment. Oh, they have fucking healing spells. Really? You mean to tell me they got fucking healing spells? I could have just used a damn... Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been using all... Okay, soggy t-shirt, cookie tray. What is the difference? I'm using the cookie tray. Bloody bandages, librarian glasses. Oh, no, that's actually worse. So I'm going to keep the bloody bandages on her. Okay, Jordan, she's got rusty syringe, sweater vest, soggy t-shirt, that gives her more defense, and old gauze, I'm going to give her the librarian glasses. Alright, so there we go, I fucking set them up. Like, there's only like three items they can equip, so it's whatever. This game is not the best, it's called Undead Darlings. It's made in the United, it's not made in, it's made in the West, I'll say that. But there's a better game of its type that I just didn't install yet, and I don't feel like going through the installation process. I was going to play an adult game called Myst, but I wasn't sure if I'd be able to have this on other fucking platforms. Because, like, BitChute will be okay. Rumble, I don't know. I don't know if I'm even going to put it on Rumble.
I don't think Rumble allows porno.
Nah, they don't.
Rumble's a conservative site, so we shouldn't be surprised.
Barely anybody checked out my...
Still less than, Gab. At least it's not Gab.
Yeah,
Rumble, yeah, don't remind me about
Rumble,
Gab. That's,
basically, there weren't a lot of people that checked out my stuff. I had 78 Rumbles. I don't even know what a Rumble is. But I had 78 Rumbles for whatever
I guess that's what they call the thumbs up.
I don't know how, because only like a few of my videos were, only a few of my videos were actually like a quarter, no, I mean one person watched most of them.
Wow.
It was like, yeah, it wasn't that many people. So I'm like, yeah, it's an option, but it's not my prime option. Now, however, there is something, I'm talking to another content creator, I'm not talking about her name because she is very, very popular. But she is streaming on one site and she does what I do, but she does different games. We have completely different game styles, so we don't basically collide with each other. She has specific games that she does.
You're in your corner, she's in her
corner. Yeah, she's in hers. And basically, she does very well. She gets money off this platform. Lots of it. Because...
I thought you meant money off the Sims.
I don't know. She is a VTuber. But...
Oh, but it's Melody. Has to be Melody.
It's not. It's not. It's not her. It's a chick from Florida. Mm. She even does shows with her boyfriend sometimes. So they've been together for a long time. This isn't the kind of VTuber that's like, oh, I don't have... No, she basically says, look, I'm a human being, and yeah. She's kind of different. She has
I heard that one before?
She has the anime avatar, and she hasn't done any crazy shit. Honestly, and she's been around for a while.
That we don't know of.
She's been around for a while. And basically, she has to take her not safe for work content and put it on another site.
Oh, here you go.
What?
She doesn't do ratchet shit. She's a good girl. She's a human being.
I didn't say that. But I say she's a regular southern girl out of Florida, and she and her boyfriend are pretty much together all the time. I don't know what she does behind her back. Like, I honestly don't know. I don't know that. All I know is that. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Honestly, I'm not gonna go in there and say that she's the best or anything like that. But as far as the other ones, at least she's not pretending. That's what I'm gonna say. At least she's not pretending like a lot of these others are that are married and have boyfriends and all that. She's not pretending. She's like, okay, yeah, I got a boyfriend. This is whatever. He sometimes streams with her.
He's an open hoe.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what she does. All I know is that she's also a comic artist and a very good one. She actually drew her own VTube, avatar. She drew herself. So, wow. Yeah. Yeah, she's got a comic book and a bunch of other stuff. So she's actually pretty damn skilled. But what I will say about this particular one is she's well-respected in the adult landscape with all the content creators and stuff. And she's having a hard time finding, like, her fight right now is a fight we're all having. Where to fucking put our content and make money? Like, honestly, that's a big...
Right.
That's a problem. I don't care who you are, what you're doing. Like, we all want to kind of make something from this, right? I mean, it's cool that we do this, but this is something we do want to kind of make money from. And there's a lot of people in there that would want to see the stuff I do and have admitted it. So, but if you go to platforms like... If you go to an adult... It's basically, she's on an adult platform, okay? I can't say the name of the platform. But I'm planning on going on that platform because she's doing very well, and I know damn sure that I will be able to red bar a lot of my Starless videos and closed game. Basically, what I will do is if she gives me the go-ahead and lets me... And the only reason why I'm asking her for this is because apparently they're trying to take money away from her. And if that's the case, I don't want to be involved with that platform. So I said, please make sure that, you know, what's going on. She's pissed. She says YouTube is...
So is it like when YouTube will allow somebody who they have on their shit list to make, like, a fuck ton of super chats, and then they delete the channel before the payout to keep the money?
Well, I don't know, because this is an adult website. I don't know how they make their money. But she's also on YouTube. She's on YouTube, and her YouTube stuff, of course, it's not as popular as the adult stuff. But she's even saying that her monetization has been, like, she can't find her monetization, but she's like, okay. So she says, this has been a great day. It's like, first, my monetization is going on YouTube, and now the other platform is wanting to take money away from me. And I said to her, on Twitter, I said, look, I'm trying to, you know, figure out how to get my stuff on. Well, I want to get my stuff on that other platform, but I want to make sure they're not going to take money away from me either. Because if they're taking money away from you, I don't want money taken away from me. You know, that would be a detriment. Why the fuck would I want to do that? I might as well just keep doing my shit on BitChute or whatever, you know,
spending money on these hoes.
Exactly. Well, exactly. I don't know how the porn site pays her. I don't know. I don't even think that the guys are giving her money. I think the porn site pays her. I think it's a different. Yeah, the porn sites pay you for your content. she's considered a model on there, which you have to be considered a model. That's the only way you can make money on a porn site is by being a model. Even if you don't do physical sexual content, you have to be
Isn't
considered a model.
Isn't that why you haven't gone to Pornhub?
Category they put everybody who makes money.
Well, the only reason I went to Pornhub, didn't go to Pornhub, is because, the only reason I didn't go to Pornhub is because, one, they're very strict on their content. There's no starless, right. There's no closed game, there's no sense for me in me bringing degeneracy in there. Because if I bring degeneracy in there, they're just going to get rid of it. They're just going to delete my channel. What a waste of fucking time that would be. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't allow this on this platform.
Pornhub too strict.
Pornhub has gotten very strict with, yeah, they're strict on
what
that.
What do you mean by
degenerate, content.
Man? Like, you guys don't even know degenerate.
No.
Like,
no,
I can't
no.
put...
I know that's what
I can't put
is.
Starless, I can't put Closed Game, I can't probably put Discipline on there. Anything where there's somebody urinating, anything like that is going to be too much. I was like, nope, we can't have that. So,
hold on, we got to get Bowser to play Starless, so she thinks there's nothing.
But, man,
we got to get him on there.
Go out. Like, actually, like, leave your house sometime and go out to a bar and literally just, like, you got to find, like, a hole in the wall. You got to find a hole in the wall bar. And literally, man, there's some, like,
oh, I'm sure.
Basic ass average chicks and shit all over the place, and they're
this
so fucking easy, dude.
Oh no, I know that, but we're talking about shit. Yeah, we're talking about shit I couldn't even show in the stream, animated or not. There's one scene where they take a bunch of young boys from an orphanage that had been virgins. Ooh. They basically wouldn't let them masturbate or anything. They forbid them. And they basically had them all get, well, they were basically raped by this 30, 40-year-old woman. And these are young boys still. That's why I couldn't show this shit. And then they had them all milked of all their sperm by these milking machines until they were husks. And they basically throw them out and they sell all their body parts. Yeah, that's the kind of shit that goes on in Marie's human body farm. Yeah, she has a human
body
farm.
But it's going to be worse than that, apparently.
So, yeah, that I can't even show. I couldn't show that on the stream. I had to take that off. I had to delete that. I was like, yeah, I can't show that. I had to watch it, and that was disgusting, but I couldn't show it. So, yeah, I know what degeneracy is. I've seen a fucking pig monster with a tentacle dick rape a guy in the ass who's also fucking a woman. So basically the pig tentacle guy is using the other dude as his dick to fuck the girl. Yeah, that's some shit. I've seen skull fucking. That's where you literally remove the eyeball and you just fucking go in there and fuck the eye socket.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yes. That's in Dustmania Grotesque, which I have and may do one day.
I'm washing my feet.
Dude, anybody that makes content like that is a fucking depraved human.
The only reason why they do shit like that is to see how far, it's all about edge, to see how far they can go. And, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not talking about, you know, real. Again, all this stuff's animated. But
right.
But again, yeah, I've seen some fucking shit. So, yeah, I've seen anime girls get raped by giant bugs. Come on, now. Getting fucking AIDS.
Wait, that's Closed Game.
Yes, that's Closed Game. I've seen one scene where the woman had a gun to the guy's head and basically said, if you don't... Well, she basically said, well, I can't remember. I think he was taking the girl and held her against
suicide.
The wall.
That's suicide sex.
Yeah, held her against the wall. Well, one girl was up against, literally up against the wall. She was chained against the wall, so she couldn't do anything. And her sister took her gun and held it against his head and said, if you don't come, I will kill you. and literally has the gun pointed up against his head. And she's fucking with him by taking the gun and firing it against the damn wall, which causes him to fucking shit himself. As any man would do if you're in this damn situation. Where she's like, if you don't do this, I'm going to fucking kill you. That's some shit. And that's actually in the videos. I actually showed that. I've seen things where guys get defecated on by pounds of defecation. I've seen it. It's so crazy.
Not reverse Dubai porta potty.
Insane fucking degeneracy.
Actually,
and no, I don't support any of it. I am not the kind of guy that said, oh, this is all right. No. Is it a fictional world? Yes. Is it done for shock value? Yes. Is it something I actually recommend people to do? Hell no.
Discard them? Yes. You gotta scar these normies. Fuck
these normies. Who's asking me this shit?
You'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised. We got some degenerates over here.
There's some degenerates. Now, I like it for the edgy content. The same reason somebody watches a horror movie to see the gore and the splatter. Like, I like to see, I haven't seen it yet. You know what I did last night? I spent all that time on fucking itch.io looking up games. And I'm glad I did that. But, yeah, I'm definitely watching Hellraiser tomorrow. I still got it. Still watching it. Might play something else. Might fucking play something else. I don't like this game. You know when you play a game and you just don't like it?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a better version of it. Again, I have to install it. It's called Death End Request. But yeah, I've seen Degeneracy. I know what it looks like. But I know what Bowser's talking about too. Bowser's talking about a lot of these hole in the wall. Oh yeah. Yeah, you'll see some pretty crazy shit out there, I'm sure. But you're not going to see the shit that is in these hentai games. Of course not.
Right.
And you shouldn't. And if you do, run. Like if you... Oh, look at that. If you retry... Listen to this. If I retry, I lose all my items in the item bag. Oh, that's a fucking bunch of bullshit. So what happens if I retry? Okay, so I've lost all my... Oh, this is a boss. This is a boss? Why do I gotta fight him by myself? I don't know. I'm gonna keep using Shiver on him. I don't know. I'm gonna try to beat this. Oh, he's weak to Shiver. Hold on. I might be able to beat him.
Man, these fucking hentai are fucked up.
Oh, yeah, they are. But to be absolutely fair... To be absolutely fair, this is one subgenre in the hentai genre itself. This is not something you go to get when you see every hentai game. I told you about the degenerate ones and the fucked up ones. Because I enjoy playing those fucked up things. They're like watching a horror movie for me. But if you're looking for something that's more, you know... Vanilla. You'll get it. You will definitely find vanilla games. They exist. They're very popular. Okay.
Yeah,
they're popular. There's a lot of regular sex. And some games, again, they have late and low sex content, which means most of it's just a story, and you might get to see some sex content at the end of the game, but it's not going to be that big of a deal. It's not going to be that much. You even have romance scenes in these. There's a lot of
filler at that point.
Yeah, there's a lot of romance. There's even romance in closed game. There's romance in Starless. There's actually romance scenes in those games. And you can tell by the music. If the music sounds like something out of a porn, or it sounds like, you know, it just sounds like sweet, soft music, then it's a romance scene. But if it's starting to sound a little crazy, it's a degenerate scene. So that's usually the best way to tell. But most hentai games have the romance soft music. So what I'm talking about is is just a fairly small amount of the hentai genre. It's not even comparable. Now, I will say some of these other games, like, I mean, I don't know how big of a deal sprites getting raped or whatever is to you, but, like, even Future Fragments, it has sprites where sprites are getting raped by, like, robot monsters, and there might be some scenes where they rape the girl or whatever. I mean, it's whatever. And it's really even hard to call it rape because it's pretty much like, you know, it's like, what is that, fantasy rape or whatever? It's not, like, real. People get that confused. Like, people think that, oh my God, no, don't hurt me, is the real, you know, yeah, it's like the real thing. It's not. It's a rape fantasy. It's about being basically dominated by a strong force, whether that's a man or a woman. It's basically a domination.
Or Futanari. Fantasy.
That's all it is. Or Futanari. Futanari is a huge domination fetish. That's one thing that a lot of people don't understand. There's actually a game I'm playing, I'm bug testing, called, I can talk about it now. It's called Nayla's Castle. Nayla's Castle is a Futanari action platformer. It's actually fun. It's fun. I don't care if there's dick girls in it. The game is fun. And basically what you do is you...
Cat, get the wall.
Like,
Cat, get the wall.
Look, basically what you do is you go through the mirror and there's different girls that you have to fight. You do have to fight them. Like, you legitimately have to... I mean, it's a platformer. You know, she has punches and kicks and stuff that she uses on the different bosses. And then you dominate them. Then you dominate the girls. And some of the girls will stay with you. And there's like a bed area that you can, if you want to go back and have sex with them. But there's a lot of people into that Futanari. And the reason why they're into that Futanari is the same reason they'd be into it if it were a man. They want, some guys like to see a woman, like a powerful woman, dominate, like, in that role, dominating another woman. It's the same kind of thing. For them. They like to see that woman dominate another woman. It's a thing. I don't know if women are into it. I do not know if women are into Futa. That's one thing I'm not sure of. But, oh shit. Damn it. I'm running. But the party couldn't get away. Because the party sucks. I got one fucking person. I mean, what party? This game is nuts.
Bisexual into that.
Anyway, yeah, Nayla's Castle. It's really fun. I've played a few parts of it. I didn't really find any bugs, so there wasn't anything I could really report. But it's a fun little game. I talked to the dev. I said, I didn't notice that Futanari. I'm not really that big. It's not my thing. But I... You know, I thought it was a fun game. And he said, I'm glad you actually thought the game was fun. I said, yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's got some puzzle parts in it. You have to really kind of, you know, time your jumps and stuff like that. So, I mean, it is a legit game. You're not just Futanari scene to Futanari scene. You actually have to work to get your stuff that you're looking for. Like, a lot of people said, this genre is about working for your faps. But... Even when the guy at Future Fragments did a poll, it was saying, you know, how do you feel about the 40 endings? Is that a selling point? And the main winning response for the poll was, only if most of those are sex-related scenes. And I just went on the Twitter and straight told him, I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not here because this game's a sex game. I'm here because this game looks absolutely fun. Like, I've played the demo of Future Fragments. I played it on an open mic. I loved it. I thought it was a fun... It was difficult. It was challenging. It required me to use my brain. And that's good. Yeah. I mean, it took me 3 hours to get through that demo. I mean, he's reworked a lot of things in it. But yeah, it was... It definitely made me think. And I'll have to go back in that area again. And of course, fighting that boss was pretty tricky. But I managed to beat it, and I felt like I accomplished something, because it was hard to do. It was legitimately difficult. So, that's why I'm there for it. And you can have all kinds of different items. I think there's 50 different equipable items that change, you know, the way the game is played. And he said, is that a selling point? I said, absolutely. That's one of the main selling points to me. And I said, you've literally made your own kind of hentai Mega Man X here. And that's one of the reasons why I want to play it so bad, because I like those kind of games. The same thing, like, people would say, why do you like Shady Lude Kart? Well, because it's Mario Kart, and it's got hentai theme and adult theme stages, but, you know, there's no sex in the game. There might be some lewd pictures. Maybe I think there's some nude pictures, but it's all really, you know, cute design. Like, it's not serious design. It's all, you know, funny. And it doesn't take itself seriously. And it's fun. You get all these different racers and stuff. So, I love it. I think it's great. And I haven't played Marble Maid. I think that has some lewd scenes. I think they cut those out of the Nintendo Switch version. But, yeah, I like these kinds of games because they're fun. Book of Korvald, which I was testing, and testing a lot. I helped that guy with a lot of builds. That is a really good game. It's a 2D action platformer, dungeon crawler. But again, you can get on a horse, and it's got that feel. And you can have these demons that basically work with you. Yeah, you fuck them to get them under your power, and then they follow you, basically. Mm. Yeah. The girls have failed to protect Reggie. He is quickly overcome and consumed by the monsters.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. I don't know. Those monsters really look like they're not ready to consume anything. They're drinking drinks.
Oh my.
They're like muscular guys in egg suits. Weird.
No.
These enemies remind me of Earthbound a lot. So, yeah. How do I get the hell out of here? I'm just gonna save the game. I don't like this one too much. It's not something I really see myself playing a lot of. But yeah, rounding it out, because we're going to cut this and go into just regular chat. But yeah, rounding it out, I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in these games, and at the end of the day, I mean, I'm there for the atmosphere and the story and the music and the gameplay. Like, why you come to any game? It's like, because I have to really give you the thing. Like, not give you the thing, but give you the common question. If you wanted porn, why don't you just watch porn, right? And that's actually what, you know, I mean, I have some softcores and stuff that I enjoy and stuff like that. And there's stuff on my Twitter feed every once in a while I'll find. Because I prefer not full hardcore on shit, and I try to make sure I don't see that. But softcore and just enough, that's good. To be absolutely honest and private, most of the stuff that I've gotten off to recently is women with clothes on. With clothes on.
Wow. Yeah, you know I know what you're talking about.
And you know why?
I already know what you're
because
talking about. Because it's hot.
No. The fantasy is undressing them. The fantasy is undressing them. This is one thing that I want to talk about. And this is something I learned in the 90s. It was always about, it's not about, I would say less is more when it comes to nudity for me. Because, show me the boobs, that's fine, whatever. But I always, everything else was always just kind of like more of a mystery. It's like, oh, I wonder how big her boobs are. I wonder what they look like under. I wonder what her ass looks like under there. I wonder what, you know, it's all that kind of thing. You basically construct something in your head, and then you do the thing. And sometimes you do that with people, you know, girlfriends and stuff that you hadn't had sex with and all that. And, I mean, it was good. It was kind of better. And then you would get a feel for, oh, okay, but that's how she actually looks, you know. So, but for me, that's why, like, recently this guy's been uploading Playboy lingerie specials from the 1990s. Oh. 1980, yeah. He did 1 through 7 on a certain torrent site. And I'm really, really glad he did that. That guy's a fucking godsend. Because this shit is showing women in just enough. Where it's not just, I can't do this hardcore. Like, I know Drex loves that hardcore porn. And I've seen so much of it. And that I'm just like, eh. Skin and skin, it's like, I like the fantasy. I don't want to see some other guy fucking her, you know? I'd like to, you know, I would rather be there. I'd rather have the fantasy in my head. That's what I like. Now, when it comes to some of these other games, these games, though, like you'll say, well, Grim, you play, like, Fresh Women, and you thought that one scene was hot with Sue. I did. That was actually kind of hot. And it wasn't necessarily the sex scene. It was what they did before the sex. Like, the poses that she did and the words that she said, the dialogue, that was hot. Where she said, I didn't say you could touch. You know, stuff like that. It's like, I didn't say you could touch. That was, you know, because she said, I've got rules. Number one, it's like, I can touch you, but you can't touch me. And then she took her hands.
What's the side, girl?
She took her hands. No, she took his hands, and she placed his hands on her breasts, and she said, here, feel my breasts. I like that. I like that when she was like, oh, we're going to play a game, but I'm going to manipulate you to touch me. That's actually fucking hot. That actually works for me. Yeah, she manipulated him to touch her. So, like, she manipulated his body, and she's like, you can't touch me, but I can touch you to touch me. It's basically, I can take your
I'm
hands.
Good. I don't got time for all that. That's a whole bunch of shit.
That's
hey,
that
you
want to
get something real funny that's kind of off topic?
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute because I'm just about to close up. And once we close up, we can talk about everything. But, yeah, because I got to find another game. No way am I fucking playing this for another minute. But, yeah, no, I hate this game. I'm sorry, Undead Darlings. It's just not that good. Maybe I'll play it with codes or something, or I don't know. It didn't do good on Steam. Hey, Tack, what's the Steam score on this game?
I'll have to check in a bit. I'm also playing something and kinda can't check right now.
Okay, that's fine. But, what I was saying, closing up. That's the thing I like. And it sucks that, you know, that we don't really have that anymore. That's one thing I don't like about Pornhub, and one thing I like about these games. They fucking brought it back. They brought back the part of the woman, you know, looking hot in her clothes, and, you know, the dialogue and the sex. Like, you watch a porn nowadays, you're likely if they'll say anything. You're lucky if they say anything. It's just, and she's like, you know, it's like the orgasm, that's all it is. I'm like, what about the build-up? You know, that's what
Damn, we don't give no fuck about no build-up.
I don't know
what area you come from, we don't care about that.
I do! I want to know.
There's no release.
I can't.
For a quick release, huh? Well, the quick, no, I like the
sweet release, not quick release.
But!
Sweet release.
But these games do so well because there's a lot of people that get it. And it's actually kind of retraining people not to just go straight for the hardcore. That's pretty much, you know, what I want to say on there. And, again, games like this, yeah, they're bringing it back. So, that's a good thing. So, we've had a lot to talk about today. We talked about Nick a little bit.
Yep.
We talked about this incel guy, which... I don't know what to do. Folks, if you're watching this in the comments, what do you want me to do?
I don't know what you can do.
I told the guy, you know, maybe lift weights, and he said, well, you know, last job I put on 10 pounds of muscle. I was like, well, I don't know. It's like, maybe you'll put on 10 pounds of muscle here and surprise me and be Hulk Hogan by the end of the... I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I mean, this guy... The only thing to do is to make him a man. And his father, I thought his father would do that, but apparently, I don't know. You give him red pills, and if he doesn't want to take them, if he doesn't want to be a man, then he can be a mouse. You know, Megadeth, they wrote a song man or mouse? Are you a man or a mouse? And it's literally about that. There's a really good... I can't remember if it's The System Has Failed. It might be The System Has Failed. But there's two songs on there. I like Back in the Day and I like Man or a Mouse. Because those songs, like, spoke. It was like, well, that was back in the day, you know. They've talked about that. And then it's like, are you a man or a mouse? And that's what it is. Are you? If you don't want to be a man, you could be a mouse. Squeak!
What was the game, Undead Darling?
Yeah. Check it out real quick before we go, because I'm about to cut this shit off.
Yeah, Undead Darlings, No Cure for Love. Out of 11 reviews,
What is the score?
Out of 11 reviews, it has a positive rating.
Score, though.
Oh, I see one negative review.
What is the score? It should be a score up top.
There isn't a score. It's just positive, overwhelmingly positive, that kind of stuff. There are no scores on Steam.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's weird. I thought there was.
Both of the reviews are positive. There's one negative.
Let me look it up on... let's see. What was that? I don't look at Metacritic. The problem with Metacritic is they have been review bombing shit. Like, they review bombed Hellraiser. It was not as bad as they say it is. No score available, but 68 for the regular on Metacritic. Review? Let me see. Okay, Metacritic gave it a 68, Video Chum 7.8, and Push Square 6 out of 10. It, 6 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 68. Open Critic 68, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 on Steam, it says.
Oh!
Maybe it's not so bad. I just maybe not feeling it right now. Maybe it's a game I really want to focus more on. Like, I can't really focus on a game like this where I'm... where I'm talking to you guys. Alright, so at any rate, I'll still be here. We'll still chat, but we're going to end this because these are getting too long and they're getting too difficult to upload to MGTOW.TV. Because it's like two gigs. The videos get too big and it's too much to upload. It just takes too fucking long. So I'm going to go ahead and end this. And if anybody has anything they want to go ahead and say, because we haven't done the outro in a while.
Stop simping for VTubers.
Anything? Anything else?
Stay out of Cuck County Jail.
Yeah.
Odyssey.
Okay. All right.
Oh, join Mumble.
Okay. I couldn't get Odyssey to work with. I heard Library was good. Anyway, we'll see you guys later. And this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim's Late Night Open Mic. Oh, my God.
Later.
Okay.